St. Paul to the Corinthians in that first reading. He's talking about being generous. And at the end, he talks about offering our thanksgiving to God, having gratitude in our hearts. It changes everything. In a sense, it's its own reward, because when we have a grateful heart, it opens our heart to be able to receive more of what God wants to give. We're able to see the blessings God is giving, and we start looking for them more. And we see that actually they're overabundant for us. But many times what we think are blessings are so many times what the world says are blessings. And we don't have that quiet time enough, really, to allow my heart to express gratitude to God for the gift of my life each day, for the gift of rain. Rain is an amazing thing because it's different for different things, and yet they all need it. We all need water. But we can complain when we have to go outside and get all wet. But rain looks very different if you're a farmer and you need it. Very different if you're someone who has to do yard work all day and you don't want the rain at this particular time. And so it can be very easy, right? We pray for the rain when we want it, and then it comes, and then we complain that it's muddy. Well, you can't have it both ways, right? And so am I going to allow my heart to be grateful, or am I going to look and say, well, but now there's mud? And instead of having a grateful heart, complain, looking for the negative rather than the positive.